Hey everybody, my name is Jesse Collings, and I want to tell you all about my show, the Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast, here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. On the Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast, we do a thorough analysis on the biggest issues and trends within the pro wrestling industry. We talk a lot about pro wrestling media, we talk a lot about fan culture and wrestling's place within general pop culture, and we talk about the broader influences that are shaping the way we discuss and analyze the pro wrestling industry. We've had some of the brightest minds in the pro wrestling intelligentsia on the show, including WrestleNomics host Brandon Thurston, both Rich Kreich and Joe Lanza from the Flagship Wrestling Podcast, Trevor Dame from the Through the Years podcast, and a whole lot more. This isn't a show for hot takes. It's not a show recapping the latest episode of television. This is a show focusing on the biggest topics in pro wrestling and doing a deep dive on the real stories behind the surface level analysis you might find elsewhere. The Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd really appreciate it if you gave us a try. Thanks.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit VoicesOfWrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Welcome to Jumping Bomb Audio.
Everyone, and welcome back to Jumping Bomb Audio, the number one show all about the world of Joshi Pro Wrestling. My name is Taylor, and I am here, and I am joined, as always, by my good friend and co-host, Kelly. Kelly, what's up with you?
We're not on a clock, you are.
Okay, here we are. I don't know when you're listening to this episode, but I guess we should add a disclaimer that because of scheduling, we are recording this on Friday. So if you find it weird that we're not talking about anything from the weekend, that's why.
Got to get down on Friday. We're Rebecca Black now.
Yes. So that is what is going on with us. But here we are on Jumping Bomb Audio. We're here to talk some five-star Grand Prix. We're here to talk some Tokyo Princess Cup and so much more, as we always do. So before we get into it, we got to get the plugs out of the way. Follow us on Twitter at JBombAudio. You can follow Kelly at Comic Geek Kelly, and you can follow me at Tay Mambo.
subscribe to us on that podcast, on that podcast app of choice, your podcast app of choice. And if that podcast app of choice happens to be Apple Podcasts, we would really love a 5-star rating and review.
Slap that app.
If you're feeling extra generous, you can donate to the show at redcircle.com/shows.
Especially if it's $10.
Jumping-bomb-audio. Yeah, supposedly people are now betting things that affect we may or may not receive money.
I love
it. This is a wrestling Discord.
Make more bets that end with us getting money.
I encourage it. Things that happen where I or the show receives money without me needing really to do anything, all good to me.
Wonderful.
So
Discord
what
is good, actually.
So what are we going to talk about first? Well, first we will dive into the 5-star Grand Prix. We're going to start with night one, probably the biggest night of this first week of action, 2 weeks, week and a half. And the first night of the 5-star Grand Prix happened at Yokohama Budokan on August 10th in front of 1,587 fans. Kelly, your thoughts on the show?
Kind of disappointing, to be honest. Like, I don't think anything was actively bad, but only a couple things got to, like, great match status. So I kind of came away a little disappointed.
I agree. I thought it was actually pretty disappointing. I think partially because it was so good. The first night was so good last year.
Yeah.
You know, show of the year contender, certainly a lot of great matches on that show. And I don't think anything on this show got anywhere close to the heights of last year's opener.
No, not a bit.
Interested to hear what you think. I was thinking while I was watching these, I wonder if it is because of the condensed schedule and also because everyone seemingly on the entire Stardom roster got injured last year after the 5-star. Whether they said, hey, we got to take it easy to start with, at least.
That wouldn't shock me.
I don't know.
And, you know, honestly, good for them. Not great for us, but if that is the case, if they told them, like, hey, stop going nuts when we're on this huge tour, that's good for the wrestlers.
Well, I would think they might think, hey, a lot of us got injured when we wrestled this schedule in a month and a half.
Yeah, and then had other shows in between.
Yeah, maybe we should, you know, try and save ourselves when this is the same thing is happening in the span of 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe, which is a totally fair thing. Just means that, you know, the heights of last year were not met. But let's get into the show itself. The first two matches, we're not going to talk about them, but I'll give you the results because they're not 5-star matches. So at this time of the year, we got
it. It ain't happening.
The pre-show, 6-person tag team match, the Stars Trio, Koguma, Momo Kogo, and Saya Iida defeated Hina, Lady C, and Rion in 8 minutes and 37 seconds. And in the proper opener of the show, a 8-person tag team match, Azusa Inaba teamed with the newly named Hate, Natsukatora, Rina, and Tekla to defeat Aya Sakura, Sayaka Karara, Yuna Mizumori, and Waka Tsukiyama in 9 minutes and 37 seconds. Good for them.
You may as well have thrown them in there with stuffed animals. Like, Jesus Christ.
We're moving on. But we started the 5-star Grand Prix proper with the opening match. Anna Jay defeating Saori Ano in 5 minutes and 31 seconds. The Mandy Leon special back again for 2024. Kelly, what'd you think of this match?
I thought it was a fun little sprint with a surprising finish. Anna Jay looked good enough here. I went 3.25.
I thought it was perfectly competent. That is the words that I wrote. Although I will admit to not at all understanding, and this is not just with Anna Jay, but with anyone who uses this, the weird spinning thigh lariat that she does.
Yeah.
I never really understand. I'm like, oh, you just sort of run into the person with your thigh. I don't know. Doesn't seem that painful. and she used it a lot. So yeah, competent, fairly positive start for Anna Jay. Got through the first one without any issues. But other than that, nothing all that much, although Sayori Ino taking another L, as it were.
Yeah.
Here.
That's what happens when you're the Sendai Girls champion.
Yes, that actually is very true. It's the curse.
Yeah.
The next match was Konami defeating Ruaka in 6 minutes and 26 seconds. Was a little bit worried about this one because I am not really a fan of the usual heel versus heel tournament matches, because I feel like the bits are played out. But I thought this was not as bad as I imagined it could be with the shenanigans. But another fine match. Although at the end I said, oh, I think I'm starting to realize that I'm not that excited to see heel Konami matches.
No, I actively think heel Konami is bad.
Just at the end of the match, I was like, oh, this is, I guess, fine for now, but I can see myself in a month or two being like, I'm good on
I'm fully out on Konami at this point. I think her heel work is not compelling at all, and just it's too much cartoon bad guy nonsense.
So that was the second match of the five-star Grand Prix. The third match, Miyu Amasaki defeating Zena in 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Folks, we got a lot of matches on the card.
Yep.
And that's this one here. A fluke win. A lot of fluke wins early here. I also wrote a note, another type of note that I've forgotten. Oh, I remember it. The match ended, Miyu wins, and she's like, yay, I won. And I was already seeing Zena, like, down the aisle. She was like, I'm out of here. Goodbye. I was like, wow, she flew out of that ring at the end of the match. I was a little bit disappointed that it went so short because I've enjoyed Zena as of late and I was getting ready to enjoy this match and then it was over.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there wasn't much to this. It just happened and then it was gone.
So, yeah, that was a bit of a downer, but I mean, it was good as much as a 2 minute and 15 second match can be good.
Yeah.
The next match, I feel so stupid continuously being like, another five-star Grand Prix. These are all Grand Prix matches from here on. Good? Yes. Okay.
This will be one fall.
Yes. The next match, Rana Yagami replacing Ami Sorei in the tournament, defeating sneaky Saki Kashima in 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Another flash pin. They're all over the place. Largely, this felt comedy match here. I was appreciative that they were moving through some of these early matches with so many matches on the card. Again, other than that, not too many thoughts. And
no, I enjoyed Saki doing an ad read for a pachinko machine during the match. I thought that was very funny.
Yeah. It's sort of funny because feels like that's what she's here for, but on a show like this, where things are short anyway, and it's like, it feels a little less needed.
Yeah.
So yeah. Next match went to a double countout. Hanan and Suzu Suzuki fighting into the crowd and could not contain their animus for each other. How about that word?
That's a good word.
Thank you. I was confused because I guess, I don't know, maybe I've never thought about this. I would think a double ring out would be no points for anyone.
You would think that, yeah.
Right? Okay. Because they were like, double count out. They both get a point. And that confused me because I would think if you get counted out.
That's a disqualification, essentially.
Yeah, you don't get a point.
Yeah.
So why would you get a point for a double count out?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't give points for that if it was my tournament.
Because I would be like, oh, God, I'm losing. You know, oh, I can eke out a, you know, instead of trying to eke out a draw, I'll just pull you out here and we'll tie. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But in so it was at this point that I sort of started becoming a bit of a doubting Thomas. It's the wrong that's the wrong phrase to use, but I was enjoying what there was, although at this point I was sort of now starting to turn and think, can we have a match where someone just like wins a wrestling match?
Yeah, this one was where I was like, damn, I would really like to see a full match between these two.
It was like, oh, okay, we can't just like get someone hitting a finisher and having a pin here. It was like, here's a double count out. Here's a flash pin. Here's this. And I was missing that. I sort of appreciated it, but especially for this one where I was thinking, oh, I would have actually liked to see the actual match here. Mm-hmm. I was a little disappointed. Although my big compliment of the match, light the fire from Hanan.
Yeah.
Think something she needs, as I talked about last time, with sort of distinguishing herself, you know, moving. You know, I think she's moved out from sort of being a quote unquote rookie at this point, clearly. But is still on that sort of weird gray area where it's like, well, you were a rookie. You're not now, but what are you?
Yeah, you're pretty close to a rookie, though.
Yeah. You haven't done anything that's like, ah, this is what you've done since you've, you know, since you stopped being a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been that moment. So, but happy to see some fire there, even with the double countout. So the next match, Hazuki defeating Manami in 9 minutes and 8 seconds. Kelly, the first match for Manami. What did you think?
I came away pretty impressed. I thought she was good. I thought she showed she could work and do shtick. She has the X thing where she howls like Howard Dean. Like, that's a fun gimmick, I guess. But yeah, I thought she did really well, and Hazuki did great here too. Kind of did a lot to help get this new person over, and the crowd was really behind Hazuki, I noticed here, so that was good. But yeah, this was the best match of the show at this point by far to me, so I went 3.5 on it.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I'm glad now that Sting is retired that there's someone else to carry on the legacy of random sort of screaming in-ring noises. Liked the energy from Manami. You know, I think she's probably going to lose quite a lot.
Oh yeah.
But happy to have someone who's going to lose a lot who comes in the ring who I'm like, yeah, there's energy to this. This mm-hmm. is great. I'm having a fun time. Like that, I'm very happy to see. This was another match. You know, I thought it was fun, but nothing crazy. And I was still at the point where I was like, hey, last year was so good. And this is where I really started thinking, okay, is this a thing where they're sort of thinking, hey, let's chill out.
Yeah.
For a second here, just so we're not broken in half by the end of this.
Yeah. Thing. I mean, you had like, you know, where I was just like, oh, far and away, best match of the show so far. 3.5 stars.
So, but we were only about halfway up the pole,
yeah,
as it were. So, the next match was a time limit draw.
Woo!
You're seeing it all. You want to see a wrestling result? Watch this show.
Yeah.
I literally wrote in my notes, wow, my kingdom for one normal result. I like this one. I thought it was well worked, although I think, like many time limit draws, I think they were hurt by going to the draw because it felt like they were holding something back. Yep. Not holding something back, but being like, okay, we have a lot of time to fill. Let's not, go crazy 3 minutes in because we won't have anything left. Although I did like very early on, May selling a kick. She was standing, she was bent over and sold a kick to the side of her head by flipping upside down and landing on her head, which really made me laugh. A crazy sell. Big kick from Inaba late that I really liked. Listeners of this podcast will know I am the number one certified time limit draw hater, except in tournaments, because I think that's sort of part of the game.
I'm still a hater. I thought I called the draw like a mile away. Like they were working slow. They definitely were working a time limit draw pace. So I thought that was very disappointing. So I did not care for this one much. I only went 2.5 on it.
The next match, Shuri defeated Starlight Kid in 11 minutes and 8 seconds. This was really the match that it sunk in where I was like, okay, we're not getting to where we did last year. Because this was, I think May and Inaba, I was sort of excited for. They went to the time limit draw. This was the one where I was like, okay, this is really, they're going to go out and really go nuts on this thing. And it felt like they didn't. It was very good, solid, well-worked match, but it was nothing crazy. So I sort of ended it thinking, okay, this is really, I think they're all trying not to, kill themselves. So
I really like this one. I thought they had really good chemistry together. I don't recall them having a singles match prior, but I mean, I'm sure they did in a tournament at some point. But yeah, I thought they had really great chemistry. I bit on the near fall when Starlight Kid hit the Tiger Suplex. I thought for sure she had it won there. And the stretch muffler that Siri did eventually win with looked really nasty. So I thought that was great. I went 3.75 on it.
The next match, Azumi defeating Momo Watanabe in 11 minutes and 24 seconds. Got to open it up. The top rope Canadian Destroyer.
Hell yeah.
Was great.
Yeah.
Really loved it. But I thought it was really, really good. Not great. I don't think it got to great. I was sort of on the verge of 3.75, but I would probably go 3.5. Just because I thought it was really well worked. And then the end really got me.
Yeah.
With Azumi loving to do Canadian Destroyers.
Hell yeah. And getting the win.
And getting the win. That's right. Canadian Destroyers in Stardom. It is established. They still will finish matches.
Yep. I really like this one. I thought it was great. I went 4 on it. I thought everything, like once they got back in the ring after brawling on the outside, everything after that was just fantastic. Just great near falls and some action that really kind of played off their history and stuff. So I was very happy with this one. This is where I was like, oh, good. Finally, some delicious food.
The next match, Saya Kamatani, newly turned heel Saya Kamatani, defeating Risa Sarah in 10 minutes and 48 seconds. We got to talk about this refereeing job in this match.
I laughed so hard when Sarah just rockets a chair into his face and he's like, this is fine. No, not disqualifying you. It happened on the outside of the ring. So my mistake.
There was the whole dance, the chair dance with the ref in the ring where it was like, well, Sai is like standing in the background, like What am I supposed to be doing? As Risa Sarah is like passing this chair back and forth with the ref, you know, oh, here's one chair. Oh, chair, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this stinks.
It was really bad.
The ref is looking at cheating and not doing it. I'm like, brother, you got knocked out. There's clear cheating going on. What's happening here? Like, what are you doing? Why are you not doing any? Oh, don't do that. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay, I won't do that. I won't hit you with a chair, but I will bring a lot of chairs in the ring.
Yeah.
And attempt to use them.
If someone throws a chair in my face, I'm just disqualifying everyone and going home.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me that you wouldn't get knocked out. Okay, you're knocked out. Nothing's happening. You would wake up and be like, hey, I got hit with a chair. By you. What the fuck, guys? I saw you do it. You did it right into my face. You're out. I don't know. And I don't know.
Heel Saya is also as extra as I expected.
But it's like, do they not like think she's should be a big deal in hate?
I don't know.
Because I'm like, this doesn't feel like how you establish.
No.
Hey, I'm a big generational talent of this company who's just turned heel. And what am I doing? I'm like doing around with, you know, Risa Sarah, who I like fine, but doesn't work for the company.
Yeah.
And is clearly willing to lose. Like, I don't know. I don't think there's a world in which she goes out. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I have the answer of like what she should have done. I would have had the ref get distracted and Saya just obliterates Risa Sarah and then pins her.
Yeah, it should have been a commanding win rather than whatever the hell we had.
It was like, you know, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That's, we'll get into this more as we talk through more of the stuff, but boy howdy am I fucking sick of hate.
A rose by any other name is still a Wato Tai.
Exactly. It's a Wato Tai, but way worse, I think.
But I would say easily the worst match of this first day.
Yeah.
So, yes. But the main event, on a very different note, Micah defeating Natsupoi in 13 minutes and 11 seconds. Hey, this was really good.
It was.
It was just a wrestling match with people I like doing good wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's a Natsupoi match, so you got to throw in some crazy suplexes. And I went 3 3/4.
That's exactly where I was. I really liked how, you know, just they knew each other well from their time in Don Del Mundo, and it showed here, and just the match flowed super well. Like, it felt like an easy watch, which at this point, you know, we're so many matches deep, you kind of get tired of watching wrestling, but this was just super easy to give my full attention to. I'm going to take a little bit of getting used to for Micah's new look, but overall, I like it.
Micah's had a lot of new looks,
mm-hmm.
It feels. So I was unfazed.
I'm just more used to her with the longer hair. It's the shorter hair that's throwing me.
And the main event of the show, Mayu Iwatani defeating Tom Nakano in 13 minutes and 45 seconds. A great match to end the show.
Mm-hmm.
I thought last two matches really, for me, saved the show from being really not very good at all. you know, it didn't blow me away. I didn't think it was spectacular, but it was about what you would expect in a sort of standard match from these two. I went 4 stars.
I was slightly higher as 4 1/4.
So, yeah, I just enjoyed it. A good cap to the show and sort of in some ways a show-saving match for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and they both, it felt like they came out like, okay, we gotta do something here, because they worked stiff. Everything felt really mean. Like, it was they went out there to have a good match. They threw bombs the entire time and were like, all right, let's pack a 25-minute epic into this 14-minute match.
So that was night one of the five-star Grand Prix, but it's not the only night of the five-star Grand Prix that has happened. Unfortunately, it's the only night of the five-star Grand Prix that I have watched. So at this point, I'm going to throw it to Kelly for the five-star Grand Prix wrap-up.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. So the show on the 11th, Micah defeats Yuna Mizumori. Pretty good match. I thought Micah gave Yuna a ton here and really kind of helped her look like a credible wrestler in the tournament. This is really good. I went 3 3/4. Hazuki beat Ruaka. Hazuki bumped like crazy for Ruaka, who actually held her end of the things really well, I thought. This is when I was like, damn, Ruaka really is a big upgrade over Tora. So I was pretty happy with that 3 1/4 on that. Minami defeats Konami. Can't do Konami anymore. Inaba defeats Momo Watanabe. This one, it was kind of cool watching this because it really felt like Momo was fighting her past self in Inaba. So that was fun. I enjoyed that. Azumi and Mae Sierra went to a time limit draw. Ugh. Time limit draw. This was bad. It really felt like they ran out of stuff at some point and were just doing back and forth pin counters, and it was rough. This was I think the most disappointing match of the entire tournament so far. And then the main event, Mayu defeats Saeeda, and this was really good. She beat the shit out of Mayu's chest in the chop battle. Like, goddamn, Mayu's chest was looking rough. But this was a really good main event. 3 3/4 on that one. Let's go to the 12th for the afternoon show. Starlight Kid defeats Anna Jay. Good match. Starlight Kid attacked Anna Jay's leg for the whole match, so it was very much a limb work match. Suzu Suzuki defeats Saki Kashima. Saki falls to another roll-up. She's losing her touch. Xena defeats Koguma. Good little match, but a little long, I thought. Saya Kamatani defeats Tekla. Holy shit, this was bad. Just a long, boring double heel match. Don't watch. At this point, you're safe skipping most hate things that don't have Momo Watanabe in them. Sariano defeats Siri. This ruled. Love the finish of this. Siri's crazy roll-up thing was perfect. Just good hard-hitting fight between the two. I went 4 stars on it. And in the main event, Hanan defeats Risa Sera. Solid brawl. Nothing great, but they lost me in the second half. It just kind of felt aimless at some point.
Only 3 stars on that. The 12th evening show. This wasn't great. I was pretty disappointed with this show. Natsupoi defeats Yuna Mizumori. It felt long. This is one of those matches where it felt long to me. But then I realized, like, oh, I kept getting interrupted by shit during this match. And it took me, like, 40 minutes to watch it. So I'm like, okay, it wasn't really that long. It was just taking long for me to watch it. Azumi and Inaba went to a draw. What was the draw? Oh, it was a double countout. I don't know. Bad finish, but they had good chemistry. Would like to see a full match between the two. Konami defeats Hazuki. Good brawl, but then Konami implicates Hazuki in a blackface scandal. Tired of this nonsense. Mei Sierra defeats Momo Watanabe. Sierra felt like a really big underdog in this match. And just like, not, I shouldn't say really big. She was the undersized underdog here. And she wins at the roll-up, and it really just felt like, hell yeah, you did it. You beat her. Like, Momo felt like a giant here, just the way she's beating the hell out of Mei. Just a really good, no-nonsense match. Again, like, Momo is the one good part of Hate at this point. I went 3.5 stars on that. Minami and Ruaka fought to a time limit draw that almost put me to sleep at 5 in the afternoon. God damn, this was bad. And then in the main event, Saya defeats Tom Nakano in a hell of an upset. Ida looked great here. Tom bumped like crazy for her. And, you know, even though it was a roll-up win, it really felt like Tom put her over here. So strong main event on a not good show. I went 3.75 on that one. Let's go to the 15th. Kirk and Hall. Excuse me. The show opened with Azumi defeating Tom Nakano. Awesome opener. Really good, fast-paced match. Could have been a main event on a different show, but this was a killer opener. I went 4 stars on it. Tekla defeats Rana Yagami. Good sprint. No nonsense. So, hey, awesome. 3.75. Koguma defeats Miyu Amasaki with a roll-up in a couple seconds. So, didn't rate that one. Inaba defeats Saida. Good hard-hitting match. Pretty much exactly what I wanted to see out of these two. Just two ass kickers kicking ass. 3.5 stars. Natsupoi defeats Ruaka. Like, this was another one where it's like, come on. The referee is just seeing all of this cheating. Why is he not doing anything? But outside of that, it was a fine match. I think Poi is really good as a face in peril here, so she pulled off. She made it work. Saki Kashima defeats Hanan and reasserts herself as the roll-up queen. Nanami defeats Yuna Mizumori. Enjoyable enough match, but didn't like stand out in any way to me. Siri defeats Anna Jay. Very... Oh, no. Not Siri. Siri. Shut up, phone. I'm trying to look at my notes. God damn it. Okay. Yeah, Siri defeats Anna Jay. Fine match. Very basic, but I thought Anna Jay hung well enough with Siri here. Micah defeats Konami. It was good enough, but again, can't get into Konami's heel work. I also really don't like Micah running away from Konami. Like, she's this big bad heel that's like chasing this tiny baby face. I'm like, Micah, you're this ass kicker champ. Why are you running away from this cartoon character? Risa Sarah defeats Suzu Suzuki. This is a good mentor versus student match. It got a little sloppy, but it was a pretty good brawl. You know, it warmed my heart as a prominence enjoyer to see this. So, but they didn't break out the light tubes like I was hoping. I was sad. Still 3.5 stars. Sierra Yano and Starlight Kid go to a time limit draw, and this fucking whipped ass. They filled the time perfectly. It didn't feel like it was going to be a draw at all to me. Really limb work heavy, and it kind of stood out from the rest of the tournament because there aren't many matches that are based around that in this. Starlight Kid pretty much got the visual pin at the end, but the clock ran out, so it was... a little, you know, just a like, ah, damn it, she could have done it. But yeah, just no nonsense, 15 minutes of great wrestling that really felt refreshing to me. So this was awesome. This is maybe my favorite match of the whole tournament so far. I went 4.25 on it. And then in the main event, Mayu Iwatani defeats Momo Watanabe with her crazy springboard poison Rana. Killer finish to a good match. There was some early interference from Hate, but they got that out of the way quick. But it was just a lot on this show, so I, you know, the hate of Hate was amplified. But, you know, once they got back to things and kind of just played it as a straight match, they won me over, and it was really good. And I ended up going 4 stars on it. So that is the 5-star Grand Prix.
Yes, that is Kelly's recap. To recap the current standings, in the Red Stars A block, Yuna Mizumori at the bottom with 0 points. Ruaka with 1, Natsupoi, Konami, and Hazuki with 4, Manami with 5, and Micah at the top of the block with 6. In the Red Stars B, Momo Watanabe and Tom Nakano down at 0, Saeeda at 2, Mei Sierra at 4, and Tomoka Inaba, Azumi, and Mayu Iwatani all at 6. Blue Stars A, a big conglomeration here, Koguma, Zina, Miyu Amasaki, and Anna Jay all with 2. Sayori Ano and Starlight Kid with 3, and Shuri with 4. And in the Blue Stars B block, Risa Sarah with 0. That says 0, but that's not correct.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
I was like, wait. Tekla with 2, Saki Kashima with 2, Rana Yagami with 2, Hanan with 3, Suza Suzuki with 3, and Saya Kamatani with 4. Now I'm doubting my... But anyway... but by the time you see this, all of those results will be out of date anyway, because they're having shows this weekend. So that is the 5-star Grand Prix. But if you're sitting in your little house saying, I wish there was more Grand Prix action, good news, the Marigold Dream Star Grand Prix 2024 starts on August 31st, they have announced the field. I believe it is the complete field. Bozilla, Chiaki, Koke Amore, Mai Sakurai, Miku Aono, Mirai, Misa Matsui, Nanae Takahashi, Nagisa Nosaki, Natsumi Shozuki, Sari Utami, Chika Goto, Victoria Yuzuki, Kazuna Tanaka, and Nori was just announced, as we called on this show, Kelly. Nori getting in,
yep,
here, getting in Marigold. Tanaka, Yuzuki, and Goto all winning qualifying matches to get into the tournament. What else has been going on? Well, there was the Tokyo Princess Cup quarterfinals recently on August 10th. 4 matches. The matches were Zara Zucker defeating Mizuki, Yuki Aono defeating Yuki Kamifuku, Yuki Arai defeating Suzume, and Ryo Mizunami defeating Rika Tatsumi. So a very interesting Final Four.
It really is.
Of this tournament. Really, I think maybe Yuki Aono, I would guess. But really, Yuki Arai, the only one I think at the beginning I would have been like, yeah, has a good chance.
Mm-hmm.
Of going far. Certainly thought Zara was going to beat Miyu and then bow out just to
get the
title match. But certainly the first Gaijin in Princess Cup history appearing very strong.
Yeah.
So that is fun. What else has been happening? Marvelous had a show at Corican Hall on August 8th. 2 big results, Team 200 Kilogram, Chihiro Hashimoto and Yu defeating Magenta to win the tag titles, and Takumi Aroha defeated Mayumi Ozaki to win back the AAAW title. So that seems to be the climax of that story there. So before we get to the upcoming shows, we of course have to have a rundown of the Joshi Fantasy League standings, and I'm happy to report that Kelly is finally not over, but at 300 points.
Yeah.
He has finally made it, helped by Aroha winning that title, giving giving Kelly 10 points. And Aroha has now vaulted into being the second highest point getter for Kelly at 57. Rina Yamashita still at the top with 79. Just 80 points ahead is Liam, up at 380 points, but putting a little space between myself and the rest of these peons is yours truly, up at 438 points. And I now, thanks to you winning the tag titles in Marvelous, now you is the high point getter of the season at 131 points.
Jesus.
Overtaking Unagi Sayaka, who is at 119, but I am up at 438 points. So still leading and stretching my lead a little bit over Liam.
Eat shit, Liam.
All right, and what is coming up in the world of Joshi? Well, of course, we have even more five-star Grand Prix next week, August 20th. They're in Osaka. It's a Blue Stars Day. Xena versus Sayori Ano, Siri versus Koguma, Anna Jay versus Miyu Amasaki, Suzu Suzuki and Tekla, Saya Kamatani and Saki Kashima, and Rana Yagami versus Risa Sarah Kelly. Most anticipated match. We'll keep it going.
Okay. So wait, what day are we looking at?
We're looking at August 20th.
Oh, okay. See, that makes sense. I was looking at the 17th and I'm like, none of these matches are here.
Yeah, by the time people hear that, that'll be in the past.
Okay, so that makes sense. All right. 20th. God, I guess Rana Yagami versus Risa Sarah.
Well, I'm gonna say Xena and Sarah, you know.
Yeah, that'll actually probably be really good.
He left mine alone, so that's easy. August 23rd, they are in Sendai. They are women in Sendai for a Red Stars Day. Micah versus Hazuki, Natsupoi versus Manami, Konami versus Yuna Mizumori, Mayu Iwatani versus Mei Sierra, Tom Nakano versus Tomoko Inaba, and Saya Iida versus Momo Watanabe. I will go for some good ones here. I'll go for Saya Iida and Momo Watanabe.
That'll probably be really good. I think I'm going to go with Tom versus Tomoko Inaba.
That was my second. I was between the two of them. So that worked out perfectly. August 24th is another Blue Stars Day. Siri versus Xena. Starlight Kid versus Miyu Amasaki. Koguma versus Anna Jay. Saya Kamatani versus Suzu Suzuki. Hanan versus Rana Yagami. And Tekla versus Risa Sarah. Kelly, I'll give it to you first.
I think Hanan versus Rana Yagami.
I'm going to say I'll go Siri versus Xena.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Thought about Koguma versus Anna Jay, but couldn't pull the trigger. And then
Anna Jay do the bear thing?
Of course. I think that's a given.
Or will she be a heel and not do it?
I think she'll be a heel and do it. How about that?
Okay.
So watch that happen. I don't know. August 25th, they're in Yamagata for a combined day, the last day before the quarterfinals. So in the Red Stars, Micah versus Manami, Hazuki versus Natsupoi, Ruaka versus Yuna Mizumori, Mayu Iwatani versus Tomoka Inaba, Tom Nakano versus Mei Sierra, and Saya Iida versus Azumi. That's the Red Stars section of the day. And the Blue Stars, Sayori Ano versus Koguma, Suri versus Miyu Amasaki, Xena versus Starlight Kid, Suzu Suzuki versus Rana Yagami, Saya Kamatani versus Hanan, and Saki Kashima versus Tekla. Kelly, a lot to choose from there. What's your pick?
Hazuki versus Natsupoi.
And I'll go with Mayu Iwatani versus Tomoka Inaba.
Honestly, that card's kind of rough. I'm not going to lie.
I think there's some good stuff.
There's some good stuff, but there's a lot of stuff where it's just like, I guess that'll be fine.
And then August 28th is the quarterfinals, and August 31st will be the semifinals and finals. So by the time we're back again, this whole ding-dong thing will be over.
Wow.
Hard to believe. Time flies when you're having fun,
yep,
as they say. So that is the five-star Grand Prix, but other big things are happening in the world of Joshi. One very big thing on August 23rd will be Seedling's next show, which will be the Arisa Nakajima retirement show. Very sad. The show is as follows. The opening match will be La Pedida, Ka Kedida, and Na Sudita versus Rina Yamashita, Maya Yukihi, and Miyuki Takase. Yumika Hoda and Mima Shimoda will take on Arisa Nakajima and Mirio Koga. That will be Arisa's first match of the day. Seri and Veni will take on Unagi Saika and Misa Kagura. There will be a tag title match, Makoto and Nagisa Nosaki against Ayami Sasamura and Itsuki Aoki. Makoto and Nosaki, the champions. And the Arisa Nakajima retirement match, Nakajima and Tsukasa Fujimoto will take on Hiroyo Matsumoto and Hanako Nakamori. We'll be very sad to see Arisa go.
Yeah.
We'll say, quite honestly, very concerned for what's about to happen to Seedling.
Yeah, that's a big hit to them.
It is their ninth anniversary. This is their ninth anniversary show, but I don't know. Looking at this card, I mean, you take out the Arisa stuff and, you know, I know they have a rookie now, but not a lot here.
No.
To be quite honest, which is a bummer for me personally. Seedling was one of the first, one of the early Joshi promotions that I got into. So, and were very good for many years. I saw, as we'll talk about in a second, because of the Arisa match in Marigold, the Arisa Nanai hair title match was going around, which is one of my favorite Joshi matches of all time. So,
yeah, that match rules.
Hope it doesn't go away. Who knows? Maybe at the end of the day, Arisa will say, I'm retiring, but surprise. Here comes, I don't know, who could show up?
I thought she was going to retire, but also be Nakadita.
Oh, yeah. Nakadita. No, I was thinking of someone else. She could be like, and now Seedling belongs to, I don't know.
Rossi Ogawa.
Misaki Ohada. That would be good, actually. That would be great. And now I'm going to be disappointed when it doesn't happen. Bummer. But what else is happening? The Tokyo Princess Cup, the next round, is on August 23rd as well. Zara Zocker will take on Yuki Aono, and Ryo Mizunami will face off against Yuki Arai. Kelly, what is your final two?
I think the final is going to be Yuki Aono versus Ryo Mizunami, with Mizunami coming out on top.
I'll just be different than you to make it interesting, and I will say it's going to be Yuki Yuki.
Okay, a Yuki Yuki final?
A Yuki Yuki final.
But who wins? Who's the Yuki?
Well, good news, Yuki.
Oh,
Yuki will win. I don't know. Well, now that I'm being different, I'll say Yuki Arai wins in that situation.
That makes the most sense.
Yeah. Marigold has a show at Corken Hall on August 19th. The matches announced. Miku Aono will defend the United National title against Koke Amore. Nanai Takahashi and Chika Goto will take on Seri and Arisa Nakajima.
That's the match that could win us $10.
That is the match that could win us $10. Go, Nanai, go.
Yep. Don't take that pin. It doesn't work for you, brother.
Yeah. And Julia Arrivederci to Marigold. And of course, people have looked to the skies and said, please, we need to see this match before Julia leaves. We can't let her time end without this fiery singles match. Julia versus Mai Sakurai.
Yeah, I don't think anyone said that.
Everyone is saying. People were praying.
Many people are saying.
To the skies. Julia versus... I mean, look, it makes sense.
It does.
It makes sense. But it doesn't mean I'm all that excited.
Doesn't mean I like it.
I get it. I respect it. But I don't like it.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
And then, of course, as we mentioned, on August 31st, the Grand Prix will start. Sendai Girls, we talked about them a little earlier, and Sayori Inoue will defend the Sendai Girls title. One of the fastest turnarounds of defending the Sendai title, maybe in the history of the promotion. Defending it against Dash Chisako. So that should be good. Also,
does she just drop the belt right away?
Maybe. I think it's possible, very possible.
Yeah.
And also on that card, Mio Momono and Mika Iwata.
That's a cool match.
Face off. Ice Ribbon has a show on August 24th. Tsukasa Fujimoto will have her last match on that show before she goes back on break. So just clearing the Arisa retirement and then heading back on break. Hamako Hoshi and Makoto will defend the tag titles against Unagi Sayaka and Mio Shirai. And Yori will take on Tsukina Umino for the Ice Infinity title. Kelly, what is coming up in the world of Gato Move and Choco Pro?
On the 31st, they are running a show in Currican Hall. It is for the future. The main event is Super Asia title match between Emi Sakura and Mei Tsuruga. That should be a really good teacher versus student clash. The Asia Dream tag titles are on the line with Saki and Mizuki teaming or defending their titles against Chie Koshikawa and Sayaka Obohiro. Saki and Mizuki won those titles back on July 31st, beating Emi Sakura and Masahiro Takanashi in a very good match. I went 4.25 on that one. And then not Joshi, but also on that show, in a fun sounding match, is Bali Anaki against Shuji Ishikawa. Hell yeah.
That does sound fun. And that is everything coming up in the world of Joshi. So lots, there will be plenty to talk about on the next episode, but that is all we have for this episode. So of course I throw it to Kelly for the episode concluding Kelly's Corner.
I feel like I haven't done anything aside from watch Five Star Grand Prix. I got nothing. I guess I just recommend taking a break in the middle of your podcast. Go rip a bunch of farts off Mike and come back and finish off the show.
Well, there you have it. A piece of sage advice from Kelly to end the show. And that is all for us. So for Kelly, I am Taylor saying goodbye and see you next time.
Goodbye, everybody. Hopefully we'll be $10 richer.
My name is Tyler Fornes, and I am one of the co-hosts of the Good, the Bad, and the Hungi AEW podcast here on the Voice of Wrestling Podcasting Network. We take a broad scope approach to the world of All Elite Wrestling and the entire universe of Tony Khan. We talk about the big matches, the big stars, the promos, the storylines, and we also look at it from a big picture perspective. How are things going to change over the course of the next 10 years with AEW still in the picture? How are companies like WWE going to adapt and adjust to AEW? Are they going to be a similar way like they did with WCW in the late 1990s? Will there be a counterpunch? We talk about all of that and more on The Good, The Bad, and The Hungy every week on the Voices of Wrestling Network.